The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Now we get a chance to talk some Braves with a woman who is right there in the thick of things as good things go on for the Braves to start the series, to end the series, and we need them to keep on rolling as the Dodgers come to town. And now we're joined by Kelly Kroll, who joins us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line. Kelly, good morning. Happy Monday to you. That was a fine and fun series over the weekend.
Yes, happy Monday to you guys as well. And I agree. Yes, good way to start, good way to finish. I like how you said that. And let's kind of hope we're finished with the bullpen game for a while too, because I do really think that's kind of got to be the end of it. I think they got to start relying on some of the, as you guys have mentioned, the younger arms. So we saw what Jared Schuster, if you can get that, heck, if you could get 5 innings of one run ball out of your guys like Schuster and or Dodd, or maybe it's time we see Mike Soroka for the first time this season. You got to do it. You just can't do that anymore, I don't think, to the bullpen. But, yeah, it was an exciting weekend, and I'm really looking forward to the Dodgers being in town and getting to see some of these guys that we all know so well.
What do you hear? Obviously, you don't want to put all the stuff off the record on the record, but what are some of the things you hear in the dugout when things are going well, especially like this weekend when you have to bounce back from Saturday's game and then you have a one-run game yesterday? What's the vibe, and what are some of the things you hear, and who's doing the talking in the dugout that you can hear on the field?
They're all pretty talkative in the dugout, believe it or not. When these guys come down there, you know, one of the loudest guys in the dugout's actually Kevin Pillar and Orlando Arcia. I know that might surprise people, but they're big, you know, cheerleaders of their teammates. So I hear them a lot in the dugout. But when things are good, things are good. And truthfully, you guys, we've talked about this. I mean, even when these guys are going through a little bit of a mini slump or they lose the 3 in a row in Toronto, like, it's still the same vibe in the clubhouse, really. I mean, there's individuals who you're like, okay, you can tell he's grinding a little bit. Like, at the time, it was Austin Riley. For a while there, I felt like in Texas, it was Matt Olson. But, like, collectively as a group, I mean, you never see them wear the ups and downs of a season. And I truly believe that all stems from the guy they have running things at the top, because Snit is like that every single day. So I thought it was great to see what Matt Olson did this weekend. I think that's huge to see Riley kind of continue things a little bit, even when they popped him back up into the three hole yesterday, right? Like, I still think when Murphy's back, he'll be hitting fourth for a while. The only one I'm a little bit concerned about, you guys asked me last time I was on with you, I still need to see, you know, I'm still hoping that now that knee brace that's come off for Michael Harris, that we'll start to see him timing wise at the plate kind of put some things together. Otherwise, I don't know, maybe having come back from the back to back sort of injuries a little bit, maybe you find a day where you can give him. It's just, now is a really tough stretch to go through, you know, the Dodgers and the Phillies and not have him around. But you got a couple, as you know, we've seen when Sam Hilliard or whether it's Pillar and they move guys around. I mean, they've got very capable guys to kind of give him a day if he really needs it. So, yeah, but right now the vibes, dugout, clubhouse, they're great.
Kelly Kroll joins us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson newsmaker line. Walk us through, and the listener, give an idea what the game day experience is for you, specifically when first pitch to last pitch. Obviously, they come down to you for some hits and some different interviews and situational stuff based on what's going on in the game. But where are you sitting? Where are you at? And what's going on throughout the course of the game for you?
Yeah. Well, on Mondays, it starts with you guys nice and early, which I really appreciate, because then I can dive into, like, more prep work, which is exactly what I'll do when I get off the phone with you guys. I get to the field around 2 o'clock, and then usually clubhouse is around 3. I go in there, talk to the guys kind of I need to talk to. You know, sometimes it's just saying hi to guys, too, right? Like, when you do – as many games as I do, like, I think it's really, really important that the days I don't necessarily need information or what is it you're working on, or, hey, yesterday, what, you know, what was it you saw when you, whatever it may be, just to go up and say hi to guys and how was your weekend? How was your night with the family last night? You know, this, that, and the other, just so that when I do need something from them, it doesn't feel like, oh, hey, I haven't talked to you in a month. You mind if we sit down and have an interview real quick? So, yeah, I get in there and talk to the guys I need to. And then usually as BP starts, I kind of sort of filter onto the field with them, continue conversations, catch up with the coaches. And again, just that's when I'm collecting all the information that I need for probably the next day or two. Today, what's fun about it, right, is BP. Like, you're going to have guys out there early. You know Freddie Freeman's going to come out. You know Jason Hayward's going to come out. You're going to get to see some of these guys and talk to them as well. How's your season been going? What's the latest? And then really at 6 o'clock, I mean, I kind of start getting ready for our pregame show. Usually do our reports at 6:30, and then at 7, I'm in that camera well, sitting right next to the dugout from then through the entire game, unless they're sending me around the arena to get something, like, occasionally, you know. They almost sent me, guys, you remember the guy who caught the foul ball, or shouldn't have caught the, it wasn't a foul, but fair, yeah, that guy. So they almost sent me down to talk to him, but then it was one of those things where you kind of, we thought about it. Like, these are the decisions you guys make, and right, we make in TV too. Like, is this a good conversation? Is it not? Could it put this guy in a bad spot? And at the time, you're just like, let's hold off on this one, make sure they pull this win off before we go, like, turn him into, like, a Bartman situation of Atlanta, right? So, which nearly would not have been to that degree in the regular season. But anyway, I'm down there the rest of the game, and then post-game interviews, and then I head into the clubhouse. And so I usually get there around 2, leave somewhere around 11 or midnight. It's certainly earlier now than it used to be. So that's usually the day in the life.
Do you think we'll see a shed tear from Freddie again, or are we past that?
You know, I think we're past that.
Thank you.
I really do. Yeah, I was actually talking to Frenchie about that yesterday. So I think this is going to be a lot different for him coming back here now.
A little less emotional this time.
Yes.
Yeah, I really do. I think there was closure last year. I think there was also closure, right, personally. Like, I mean, once you fire your agent and you step forward into the next chapter, I mean, it kind of is what it is at that point. So I think he'll come back here this time around with a lot of really, you know, fond memories, thrilled to see all his, you know, former teammates and be in this crowd. But I do see it being very less emotional this time around.
2 hours, 5 minutes yesterday. If we can get short games like that with the runs, I think everybody can appreciate that kind of experience at the ballpark.
No question. I mean, that game flew by. For me, you guys, that's the hardest part about this pitch clock is 2 hours, and you think of all the sponsorship reads and all the drops that we have to do and all this and that. It's hard to get stories in sometimes. I mean, we're still figuring that in, like, how do you best manage your time when it's flying like that. But as far as the viewers at home and the ones sitting there in the stands, I think everybody can, yeah, get behind that entirely. And for me, the whole first inning runs has been unbelievable. I think yesterday was, what, the 20th game where they've scored in the first inning. And to me, that just really sets an entirely different tone when they're able to do that. And Ronald and Matt, and sometimes they just make it look like clockwork. It's a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun when they can get after it like that. And for a pitcher, it just puts you on the defense from, like, the moment you step on that mound. So it's been good to see.
Fantastic stuff. We look forward to talking to you next week, and hopefully we'll have a bunch of home wins and extend this home record. We've been the best road team in baseball. Let's see if we can get this best home record in baseball as well, Kelly.
I'm with you guys. I'm really looking forward to this. I think Dodgers, then Phillies. And I'm going to throw this out there to all you in case you haven't yet.
Okay.
Because I know we've seen Charlie Morton before, and he'll be starting tonight against the Dodgers. If you did not see his interview with us post-game following his last outing in Texas, do me a favor and go back. It's on my Twitter page or whatever, Braves on Bally's page.
The one at his locker?
Yes.
That was great. That was good. Yes.
Good stuff.
It is okay, so that is the Charlie Morton that we are so lucky to see behind the scenes so often, but, like, he will rarely show that side of him. So, again, that's my – to all those listening and to y'all, if you haven't seen it, definitely go back, because Charlie Morton's a pretty funny dude. And yet, last time out, 10Ks, like, I'd just love to see him try to do the same thing tonight against the Dodgers. He looked good last time out, so – Have
awesome.
A great week, guys.
Thanks, Kelly. We look forward to talking to you next week as Kelly Kroll joins us here in the locker room every Monday here on The Fan.
@Kelly_Kroll, C-U-R-L-L. C-R-U-L-L.
There you Kroll. Go.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.